Sabonkoji Island, located in Amuodofi local government area of Lagos, is bounded by the Apapa port. According to residents, some of the environmental challenges facing the community include discharge of waste by ship and tugboats into the water surrounding the community, dredging activities by Nigerian Ports Authority, NPA, amongst others. The dumping of waste into the water surrounding Sabonkoji is affecting fishing activities, which is the main source of livelihood by residents of these riverine communities. This is what they said happens due to the disposal of toxic waste into their surrounding water.
Water has been polluted, most especially by the activity from all these tanker ships that wash most of their residuals into the water, which are affecting the life, the ecosystem of the fishes in the river.
Two experts, the managing director of Lagos State Waste Management Authority, LOMA, Mr. Olaoresoya, and the director of Environment Law Research Institute, ERI, Professor Olarewaju Fagbohun, speak on the application of waste disposal into the ecosystem of the surrounding water and solution to the challenges associated with it.
But when you now dispose of this waste around those lines, you destabilize that eco balance. It affects the fishing industry because species of fishes that are supposed to remain within that region, they will migrate away. Then two, the brackish region also acts as a source of a recharge for underground water within the inland waterways. Debris looks so like they're not toxic, but really they can be injurious even to the ship, can destabilize the navigation in such area.
What is of importance before anything at any time when it comes to dredging is to consider the impact assessment on these communities. When you talk about impact assessment, whether it is government authority or private interest, it is mandatory that in certain circumstances, impact assessment ought to be done and must be done. Because at the end of the day, it is only the EIA that can give indication of what mitigating measures should be put in place. That these guys are carrying on these abuses with impunity is speaks volumes of the role of the naval agencies that ought to patrol that area. It speaks volumes of the role of NIMASA. It speaks volumes of the role of the MPA. Because these are the different agencies of government that are supposed to checkmate these kind of activities. It simply means that our borders are porous for people to come in and be able to discharge things without anybody monitoring them.
A community leader in Sabonkoji, Mr. Solomon Sueno, appealed to the relevant government agencies to stop MPA from dredging around the community due to the devastating impact and the threat of eviction by MPA.
You know, MPA have been dredging day in, day out, and this has been affecting coastal area. Most of the land has been dredged into water. And if this is not properly taken care of, in future, it may lead to, the community may end up falling. And this has also been generating a kind of flooding during rainy season. Some time ago, the state government has won them over this illegal dredging of a thing. The local government put up a letter to them that they should stop this dredging, but they are not stopping now.
When I contacted the corporate and public relations officer of the MPA, Mala Musa Ilia, on the alleged dredging activities by the MPA in Sabonkoji Island, he said he was not aware of any dredging by the MPA. But a three-page publication by the MPA on the 4th of October in a national daily newspaper states that the MPA was only dredging its waterways and not Sabonkoji Island. Former Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Kofi Annan, stated that good governance and a sustainable environment are indivisible. How sustainable is the impact of the alleged dredging activities of the MPA in Sabonkoji Island and the dumping of toxic waste by shipping companies into its surrounding water? I am Tina Armstrong.